University and college union strikes. Union means business in fight against employers. Socialist Party members in UK. Members of the University and College Union, UKU, have backed strike action in two separate ballots, one over pensions, and one over pay and conditions in higher education. 8 days of strike action have been announced at 60 separate universities. The strike will run from Monday the 25th of November to Wednesday the 4th of December. Action short of a strike will also commence from the 25th of November, which will include staff working to contract and not rescheduling lectures missed because of the strike. It's estimated that the planned action will affect up to 1 million students. Timing: the quick announcement of strike action builds on the momentum of the ballot, where 79% of members backed strike action over contribution changes to the US pension scheme and 74% over pay, casualization, equality, and workloads. The swift call for strike action ensures the issues discussed during the ballot are still fresh in members' minds, and shows both members and management that the union is serious about taking the fight to the employers. The 8 days of consecutive action reflects increasing confidence and militancy within the union. The timing of the strike, which will likely overlap with the CWU postal worker strike and finish just days before the general election, may be advantageous if management feels pressure to avoid national action. Strategy: combining the two campaigns into one strike action has meant that more universities can participate in the strike. 43 universities met the high thresholds for both ballots, but only 14 would have been able to strike on the pay and conditions dispute alone, and 3 only on the pensions dispute. Additionally, the disaggregated ballot strategy, where each branch's votes are counted separately, has been successful. Earlier this year, over the issue of pay and conditions, the union was left without a legal strike mandate, despite a 70% yes vote, because of a 41% national turnout. The Tory 2016 Trade Union Act imposes a 50% threshold, designed to aid employers. However, combining the two disputes does run the risk that one issue becomes more dominant. For example, if the union wins concessions on pensions, this could dampen the mood to continue to fight on the other issues. It's clear for members what the problems we are fighting over are, but it will be necessary for the union to provide clarity on specific demands and what sort of concessions would be accepted. This is needed to ensure that members come out not only in anger at current attacks, but with knowledge of what the solutions are and willingness to fight for them. Last year, UK strikes were emboldened by support from the socialist students and other trade unionists, including local trade union councils. This year we call on all students, trade union activists and local campaigners to support the university staff's fight against attacks on our pay and working conditions, and on the increasing austerity imposed on the education sector.